Hi, love. This episode is all about a hidden healing gem, a tool for you to use around boundary setting, something that will make it easier to not just set the boundary, but maintain the boundary and get back on track if your boundary crashed and burned. Hi, love. Welcome to Dear Divorce Diary, the podcast helping divorcees go beyond talk therapy to process your grief, find the healing you crave, and build back your confidence. I'm your host, Dawn Wiggins, a therapist, coach, integrative healer, and divorcee. Join me for a fresh approach to healing grief and building your confidence after divorce. Today's hidden healing gem is a very specific EFT tapping video. What, Dawn, is EFT tapping, you ask? Well, EFT tapping stands for emotionally focused technique, and it is a technique where you literally tap on your face and your head and the side of your hand on your chest in very specific places that are known to be acupressure meridians through this kind of, you know, head and neck area of the body that helps you process emotion through your body in a somatic way. EFT tapping has become wildly popular. There are now EFT tapping apps. You can download those, right? There is a really good one that I often refer to called the Tapping Solution. There are a lot of well-known tappers out there. One of my favorites who kind of like holds my heart is Brad Yates. He's got a very robust YouTube channel of tapping videos for just about any pain point or aspirational goal-oriented tapping scenario, right? Where you can just go to his YouTube channel completely free, type in either a symptom you're having or something you're aspiring to accomplish, and he's got a video for it. He definitely has a boundaries tapping video. It's not very long. It's only 6 minutes. Link in show notes. And this is a video that you would use when all those big feelings come up around needing to set the boundary or needing to maintain the boundary when somebody pushes back on it. Because in those moments where we feel wobbly and like, oh, screw it, I'm not going to do it, that's not the way to rewire your brain. It's not the way to change your life. It's not the way to reach your goals. But I can't expect you to just muscle through it and effectively do it. We need a tool in order to change those underlying subconscious patterns that are causing us to want to do it the old way. Have you seen that social media post about the brain will always choose familiar discomfort over unfamiliar peace? That's like so true, right? And so this is a tool where you have to make the unfamiliar piece more familiar. And we do that by rewiring the subconscious mind, yeah? Okay, so why is EFT tapping so effective? Well, I want you to think about emotions in our body. The way it flows is we have a thought. Boop, a thought pops in. We don't have control over our thoughts popping in, though the more we practice having healthier thoughts and retraining our brains and changing our unconscious negative beliefs into positive beliefs, right? Our thought culture will shift, but the way the brain works is a thought pops in, and then how we respond to that thought, it all happens in nanoseconds, friend. How we respond to that thought indicates what feeling gets generated. And then based on the thought flowing into the feeling is typically what dictates what behavior or action we take, right? This is kind of cognitive behavioral therapy 101. A thought leads to a feeling. Now, if we didn't catch that space between the thought and the feeling and we didn't take action, there is this tiny little space that happens between that thought and feeling. If we didn't take action and reframe the thought or pick a new thought, the feeling that comes up, maybe negative, maybe positive, but those feelings come out of our limbic system. It's a part in our brain that generates emotion. Now, depending on your mental health, you may be aware of those feelings. You may not be aware of those feelings. When we're highly dissociative, we're not necessarily aware of them. When we're really good at repressing them or intellectualizing them, we're not necessarily aware that they're being generated all the time. You know how many times in my therapy practice I hear more men, but definitely men and women say like, I don't have feelings all the time. Like, I just don't, you know, I'm really neutral about a lot of this stuff. I'm not anxious. What are you talking about? You know, like, it's really interesting, people's level of perception of themselves. So the limbic system is constantly churning out feelings, but those feelings are meant to be processed and released from the body in a somatic way, right? And there are lots of ways that we can process feelings, not so often by talking about them, sometimes by talking about them, but crying is a way of processing them out. Taking physical action, being really physical, right, is a great way to process emotion. Bilateral, like running, walking, you know, taking big physical action in the body. It could be, you know, yoga or a dance class, or there's so many ways, right? But that processes emotional energy in the soma. But also EFT tapping. EFT tapping will address the emotional buildup in your body that probably has caused years and years and years of emotional constipation. There's a vision for you. And EFT tapping creates what we are going to call an emotional poop. And so it is the idea of taking something that is over full, that needs to be moved through the body and excreted. And that is the case of emotions all the time. And most of us, love, we are not good at that. That's also what homeopathy does, right? Is it allows us to process things through the body that have been constipated and it gets them out. So in this particular EFT tapping video for Brad Yates, it is context specific. He is going to address the pain points to do with maintaining a boundary where we all get hung up. And it is going to help you move through that and rewire your subconscious beliefs about your capability of doing it, about your worthiness of having a boundary and maintaining a boundary. And there is an art to an EFT flow, right? To how Brad Yates does his little videos. There is a very intentional flow where he starts with how hard it is, how it feels, right? And over the course of the storyline arc in a tapping video, he eventually will help you get to a kind of neutral, positive place about it, a feeling of optimism about it. That's insanely helpful. Now, what I know is happening for you over there while I'm telling you about all of this is you're going, huh, that's so interesting. That's cool. I don't know if that works. It sounds kind of far-fetched. It sounds too good to be true. But no matter what, love, that in that moment where you are feeling all some type of way about setting a boundary or maintaining a boundary, you do not feel like doing this tapping video. You don't feel like doing it at all. In fact, you feel resistance to doing it. You know how I know that? Because there are a number of times I have been wound up over however many years of my life where my husband has said to me, honey, P.S. this is him totally trying to be a peacekeeper, right? Also a good partner, but like this is me wound up and he's like trying to figure out how to fix it, right? So my husband will say, honey, you want to do a tapping video together? And I'll be like, if you could see my face, right? I'm making a sour face. Silence on the inside. Fuck. He's right. No, I don't want to do a tapping video. I don't want to do a tapping. I want you to fix it. I just want you to make whatever this is that's happening. I just want you to make it stop. I don't want to have to do anything about this right now. I just want to be mad and I don't want to do a tapping video. And, you know, I don't know. I'm having on the inside a little Brad attack, right? But love, every time I do the tapping video, gosh golly, it helps. And so there's an inquiry for you to ask yourself here, right? That there are things we say we want in life. Right? I sometimes say I want a jet. when we say we want things in life, we want healthy relationships, we want good self-esteem, we want to feel less anxious, we want to be a particular clothing size, we want to have particular relationships with our children or a certain type of job that we love or a certain amount of money in the bank. In order to accomplish any of those things, it takes consistent action over time. And so I want you to notice that when you get into tight spots to do with boundary setting, your level of willingness to, for instance, say, ah, where was that video recommendation Dawn made and actually do the thing is really an indicator of whether or not you're going to accomplish your goals. Because we, you know, 70, 80% of the time, right? More often than not, we have to be taking action in the direction of what we're saying we want. So this is a magical free tool. You know what's funny about free tools? We don't use them as consistently as we use the tools that we pay for, because when we pay for things, we've got more skin in the game. So we have, it's like built-in accountability, right? So can you be disciplined enough to use the free tool, love, that will help you set this boundary? Definitely give it a listen. 6 minutes, game changer. Do it when you need it. You know, subscribe to Brad Yates' channel. It's got so many great little episodes in there that will help you when you are triggered to do with anything, right? Emotional pain, flashbacks about what he did or didn't do, co-parenting, you name it, right? Like, just check it out. All right. I love you so much. Peace.
Dear Divorce Diary is a podcast by My Coach Dawn. You can find more at mycoachdawn.com.